Understanding generational trauma and addiction. Trauma doesn't just stop with the person who lived through it. It moves. Your parents survived things they never discussed, and somehow you ended up carrying pieces of that weight. You feel it, but can't name it. Anxiety that makes no sense given your actual life. Behaviors you repeat without choosing them. Sometimes, addiction. This is generational trauma, not just what happened to you. What happened to your parents, your grandparents, maybe further back. War, abuse, poverty. Being forced out of their homes, discrimination that never let up. Those experiences changed them fundamentally, and those changes traveled down to you. Usually without anyone noticing or talking about it. Scientists are still working out the mechanics, but trauma can actually change which genes activate. Your DNA sequence stays the same, the changes are in expression. They call this epigenetics. If your parents survived something terrible, they might pass down a nervous system that's always on high alert. You grow up anxious even though nothing in your own life explains it. You inherited a stress response that started generations ago. Behavior patterns move through families the same way. Your parent learned emotions were dangerous. You learned that too without anyone saying it explicitly. They handled stress by shutting down or using substances. You watched. That became your normal. Kids soak up how adults manage pain. That becomes their template later, even when they swear they'll do things differently. Addiction doesn't usually just appear randomly in a family. There's history. A grandfather who drank to forget what he saw overseas. A mother who used pills to numb what happened to her as a kid. By the time it reaches you, it looks like your personal mess up. Really, it's the continuation of something that nobody ever figured out how to stop. Something that predates you by decades. Entire communities carry trauma collectively. Native Americans carry genocide and forced assimilation. Black Americans carry slavery and everything that came after. Immigrants carry whatever made them leave, plus the difficulty of being unwanted in a new place. These aren't just individual stories. They're wounds affecting whole populations across time. The tricky thing is, you can't see generational trauma clearly. There's no specific event in your life to point at, nothing that explains why you feel this way, it's just been there. That makes it confusing to deal with because you're wrestling something invisible. You're trying to heal from things that didn't technically happen to you but somehow shaped everything anyway. Family dynamics keep this alive. When everyone's working from the same damage baseline, dysfunction becomes normal. Nobody shows emotions because nobody ever did. Boundaries don't exist because nobody knows what healthy ones look like. People either blow up or say nothing. Addiction fits right into this environment. Substances become the only way to handle chaos that feels like it has no way out. Silence feeds the problem. Families that don't discuss what happened don't make the pain disappear. It just shows up differently. Kids know something's wrong but have no language for it. They grow up carrying anxiety and shame without understanding where it came from. Breaking silence is hard because families have ironclad rules about what can't be mentioned, but without breaking it, nothing shifts. Some people finally understand their addiction when they look at their family tree. The substance use wasn't random. It was an attempt to manage feelings and reactions they inherited. This doesn't mean they're off the hook for recovery. It means they're dealing with more than just bad choices. They're up against patterns that have been running through their family for generations. Treatment has to go deeper when addiction connects to generational trauma. Stopping substance use isn't enough. You need to work on the underlying trauma responses fueling everything. Specialized trauma therapy, maybe family therapy if people will participate. Understanding the cultural pieces. Learning to handle anxiety that feels wildly disproportionate to what's actually happening in your present life. Not everyone with generational trauma becomes addicted, but it raises the risk significantly. When you're carrying stress responses from previous generations, substances feel like the only thing that helps. They quiet the constant anxiety. They numb pain you can't explain to anyone. They let your nervous system rest from being on edge 24/7. Problem is, they cause more damage than they fix. The cycle continues. Healing requires admitting this is real first. You're not losing your mind. You're not pathetic. You're responding to something real, even if it didn't happen directly to you. Once you name what's going on, you can start handling it better. Certain therapies work better for this. EMDR, somatic work, trauma-focused CBT. These target your body's trauma responses, not just your thoughts. Generational trauma lives in your nervous system. It's stored physically. Regular therapy where you just talk might not touch it. You need approaches that deal with how the body holds trauma and how to let it go. Building new patterns takes deliberate work. You have to notice when you're doing what you learn and force yourself to do something else instead. It's exhausting because everything automatic pulls you toward the old way. But every time you choose differently, the old pattern weakens a little. Eventually, new patterns become automatic. That's how you stop passing this forward. Finding community matters. Other people who understand cultural trauma or intergenerational patterns can validate your experience in ways therapy sometimes can't. They just get it. No long explanations needed. They've lived versions of the same thing. Healing happens faster when you're not isolated. Support groups, cultural centers, recovery communities, being with people who understand changes everything. Stopping the cycle isn't just about your sobriety. It's about what you don't pass to the next generation. Being the one where it ends. That's heavy. It's also powerful. You're not just fixing yourself. You're fixing something that goes backward and forward in time. That's worth whatever it takes. Look at your addiction closely and you'll probably see it's part of something larger. Something that started before you existed. Something passed down through silence and survival and pain nobody knew how to process. That doesn't excuse anything, but it explains it. Understanding is where change becomes possible. You can be where the pattern breaks. It's hard work, but it's doable.